Good morning. Dr. Schneider dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on patient Aaron McCardle on 112.20, and this goes to Dr. Levon. On 112.22, Mrs. McCardle performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction, period. There was no improvement after bronchodilators, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, it appears that the airway obstruction improved, albeit insignificantly, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of reduction of forced vital capacity, period. In paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with minimal restriction with insignificant bronchial reactivity, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on patient Diane Force, F-O-R-C-E. This goes to Dr. Winslow. On 112.22, Mrs. Force performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction, period. The air velocity index was less than 1, period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was slight improvement in airflow, still leaving the patient with a minimal degree of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, period. In paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with an insignificant bronchospastic component, period, compared to a study dated 4/13/21. There's been slight deterioration, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Linda Willis. This goes to Dr. Galfier. On 112.22, Mrs. Willis performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Of paragraph impression, moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, period. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Blair Byram. This goes to Angela Thompson. On 112.22, Mr. Byram performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There's no airways obstruction nor bronchial reactivity, period. In paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Craig Galluzzo, G-A-L-L-U-Z-Z-O. This goes to Dr. Jessica Bokuk. On 112.22, Mr. Galluzzo performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchial reactivity, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Thank you.